is hard as hell. United, Tottenham, Arsenal. Watch my lips and I will spell, cause they don't just play, but they can rap as well.
Okay, my people, welcome to another episode of the Anfield South podcast. It's me, your boy Slim, back at it in my building site. I mean, you know, new sofas and that, just piled up in corners and that. It's crazy. But we're here. What's who's in the building today? Bajan Bruce, well done.
Yes, brother. You good?
Yeah, man, we're there. Man like JJ.
Yeah, what are you saying?
What's happening, my bro? Anyway, let's get straight to it. Liverpool, Man City. Wow. What a game, first and foremost. If you don't support either of those clubs, mate, you were treated to some brilliant attacking football. But if you support either of those clubs, would you say, Bajan Bruce, one team were lucky to escape with a point and the other team were unlucky not to get all three?
Yeah, I think that would be a fair assessment, to be fair. That'd be a very fair assessment, Sim. My question to you is, what way around do you see it?
Come on, let's ask the young man, JJ, what he thinks.
I think we're lucky to be in it in that first half, to be honest. That first half performance was probably one of the worst performances I've seen we play in ages. We were poor. So poor. It's like, I thought we was going to be like 3-4-0 down. That's what it could have been. If they had a proper striker, I think we would have been 3-4-0 down in that first half.
Well, I think that's a bit strong, you know.
You think we played well?
Go on, mate.
You do with Invasion Bruce.
Yeah, I think, you know what, it was so bad. When I was watching that first half, yeah, at parts I was closing my eyes because I was just like, please, just get to the finish line. Just get to the half time so we can get in there and regroup.
I didn't even want second half after that first half.
Sorry?
I didn't even want to watch the second half. That's how bad it was.
Yeah, no, it was horrendous. That's probably one of the worst I've seen us play. Mane had a touch of an elephant. It was just mad. When the ball's going up, it's not sticking. I don't know how when we're going to touch on certain individuals in the team player-wise. I thought normally Fabinho never drops really for me below a 6. He was poor yesterday, but Henderson, my God, like, I don't know what's happening, like, man, it's actually mad. Like, no one can actually sit there and tell me that they thought he gave a really good account of himself yesterday, because I don't think he did personally. And the Milner thing, let's get into this, please. Because I'm worried about Klopp, bro, with decisions making, and time.
Let's just talk about the first thing you said there, yeah? The first half. I think we started the first half quite well. We had our usual 10-15 minutes flurry where we looked threatening. But I think people forget this is Manchester City. You know, 4-time Premier League winners, bro. They were always going to come and have a period. They were never going to come and just lie down. I'm just confused as to why people were so upset by the first half.
Do you think we turned up first half?
First half, the first 10 minutes.
No, I say first 5 minutes.
Okay, all right. Okay, first 5 minutes. Then we got a bit nervous, which is allowed to
happen.
For
the whole half. At home as well.
No.
You know what, though, yeah? It's Man City. They're a great side. Like, God, sometimes take a Liverpool hat off and put your football head on. They're a great side. Bernardo Silva, he was on ice skates, bro, around that team. He was gliding in that first half, even in the second half. What can you do about a man who's playing so well? What can you do about that?
Do you know what, yeah? I would... You see that sort of thing there? I would accept that sort of thing where I go, yeah, you know what? It's Man City, but we're Liverpool to the point of actually we're challenging these guys, so we shouldn't be at that point of thinking to ourselves that I wanted to see more of a challenge in the first half and second. Obviously second they came out and did bits, but I was really disappointed. I was really, really disappointed. And to be honest, if Alisson, wow, just actually wow. Can we just wow this guy for a minute? Because
why?
Because in that first half, I'm right. Because yeah, in that first half, he comes out. He makes two good saves. Where before thinking about it, last season when we played them, I think it was in February, and he made that hooray. I think did he make two mistakes in that game?
Yeah, it was two.
He did make a couple of mistakes. Yeah,
and it was just like the man proved himself. But come on, man, I really think we were terrible. For even Klopp said it himself, we were terrible.
No, I just feel like we weren't terrible. We just weren't brave enough. We gave them respect. And I feel the respect, they earned the respect, the way they were playing. Like I said, for me, like the way Foden was playing, Foden grew into the game and realised, hold on a minute, this is James Milner, I can have
yes.
him here.
Yeah, yes.
He realised, and he grew into the game. And sometimes for me personally, it's not about necessarily about what we're doing. Sometimes it's about the opponent and what they're doing and how good they're playing. And for me, in that first half, City grew into the game quickly and they were good. Like, just what can you say, man? They were good. So I accept it. I take it. I think Klopp got into them in the second half, which is why things changed around a bit. And I could see him from the sideline saying, like, be brave. Like, be brave. Well, it's easy to sit there and scream on the sidelines to say that. But when you're out on the pitch, and you're just nervous about making a mistake. You know what I mean?
But this is a team that's won the league, bro. I find it hard, bro, to accept that, bro.
Yeah, I know what you're saying, but
this is what we wanted, experience. Everyone pretty much on that pitch, to be fair, barring... Nah, Curtis even played... I don't know, actually, no, Curtis didn't really play too much of a major part in that Premier League winning side, but he was there. I think did he pick up a medal? No. That season. I thought he was up there. I don't know. I think he went up on the podium. I don't know. But what I'm saying is pretty much everyone on there has done it and they know what it takes. They know what it's. I mean, at the end of the day, drawing against City ain't a problem. It's not like you sit there and go, oh, if you said to me at the beginning of the game, Sim, you take a draw, hell yeah, I'll take a draw, innit? Don't drop your points to that.
I'll be honest with you. Like, I'm a little bit disappointed not to take all 3 points. I'll answer my own question that I said at the top. I think we were unlucky not to take the 3 points, and City were lucky to get a point. If you look at it on the balance of play, overall, they probably had more possession. I know they had more possession and stuff, but if you look at the De Bruyne goal, that comes off at it. Had Matic not been there, Alisson saves that. It's a standard save for him. Do you get what I'm saying? And then brilliant piece of defending from
Ruben. Was it Ruben?
No, it was Rodri.
Rodri? Okay.
Because Fabinho's in.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think City were lucky in the end. To I'm saying that
we were lucky.
No, but then after that, Sterling had a few chances where.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Sterling did have a couple of chances. He did. Did you know? Yeah, talking about those Sterling chances, he looked like he couldn't run.
He just froze. I feel like he just froze.
Yeah, like he should have done.
There was a point where De Bruyne had the ball, and he was behind Matip, and it was him versus Matip. And I thought, oh, De Bruyne's going to play that ball, and it's like Sterling. He just stopped running when he got the ball. He just stopped, and I was like,
Do you know what it is for him? I think there's a mental block at Anfield. You know.
That's why Pep doesn't really play him. Because with the fans there, though.
Yeah,
he
but it's...
There was no fans that time, though, yeah, for real.
I've never seen... Whenever there's thing in there, he always has a horrible time there. I think that might even be part of the thing why he didn't even start, to be honest.
No, he's not starting. I think Pep's making it clear that it's just the new guard now, isn't it? Like, Grealish. You know what I'm saying? Even Mahrez has been phased out slightly. Do you know what I mean?
Which is wild, bro.
It's what Pep does, though. Pep does this to players. He'll, you know what I mean, make them feel like the sun shines out of their arse, and then when he's ready to move on, this is it. You're in the cold now. Do you know what I'm saying? That's Pep's MO, man. It's nothing new. But if you're Sterling, can you be mad? You're on however many hundred grand a week. You've won every trophy except one. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, you're good, isn't it? You know what I'm saying? But that's a whole other side issue. I thought, yeah. When I think about it now, maybe we were kind of lucky that we
got a point. Definitely
was.
Definitely.
But like, I just felt like with the De Bruyne goal and the Fabinho chance, I just think obviously our chances were a bit more clear cut. When Sterling had those two chances, people got back. There were people behind the ball. Do you know what I'm saying? But whatever. Let's talk about the defence, because obviously we all know Trent was missing, so he sticks Milner in there. But for once, I was disappointed to see Robertson on the team sheet. To be fair,
agreed.
I think he justified his position, though.
Did well
in the game. He was like Braveheart again, so he definitely justified his position.
Definitely,
but yeah. I wanted to see Tsimikas, man.
I just don't think he was ready for the game, to be honest.
It's, yeah,
too big of a game for him. I think Robbo has proved himself in these games at Anfield, so he went with him. And there was a time where, like, the crowd was flat, our team was flat, and he made a challenge or something, and he made a little run. And that's what he brings to the team, especially against City. So I think he was definitely should have been in that team.
I mean, I get what I hear both points, but I definitely can hear what Sim's saying, because I felt that, cool, he in the end, he showed his value in it, but really, Robbo hasn't really been doing that. All right, cool, you maybe want to show a bit more faith in him, but I think Tsimikas might have been okay. I think he might have been okay, to be fair. I think he'll handle himself.
It's just Robbo's delivery of late. It's just no good, man. It's no good. Like, without Trent on the picture, you wanted Robbo to step up, and his delivery is really bad at the moment, man. It's just not happening. And I just feel like Tsimikas in those positions, as it stands,
problem
now, that's going into a dangerous area. You know what I'm saying? That's you're looking at that saying, where's Salah, where's Mane, where's Jota, Firmino, whoever's on the pitch, because you just know Tsimikas is sending that for special delivery. Do you know what I'm saying? But to be fair to what you're saying, JJ, that part of the game, yeah, I was like, yeah, hats off, Rob. That's why we still love you, because he gives you that impetus, that energy, man. Like, big him up for that, though, still, man. But I can't lie, man, that's just my opinion, innit? I wanted to see Tsimikas playing, innit? That's it. Obviously, James Milner played at right back, as we touched on already. And wow, was that eventful, man.
I think that game right there shows that we need to buy a backup right back in January. We have to.
But how do you replace the best?
No, but I'm not saying replace. I'm just saying, like, at least a right back where he can deal with wingers such as Foden and stuff.
True. I know what you're saying. I'm not disagreeing with you, but I'm just saying, Where do we find this right back? We've got Nico Williams.
Nico Williams. I don't want to see him play in the team.
Not ready at all, innit? Not ready at all.
Look, we got Tsimikas from where he was cost about like 5-10 mil. I thought we can buy it. There's someone like that. Someone that can just at least play in a position, knows how to play. I know Milner knows how to play in a position, but someone a bit younger. That's all we need. Not someone like 30-40 mil. Just someone that's 10-5 mil and that can just do the job.
And I'm cool with that. I'm 100% cool with that. We definitely need that. Definitely need that, bro. Can't be rolling with Nico, because he's not giving you really that much on any of the fronts. You know, if someone's, all right, he's more defensive, or he's better going forward, or it's kind of just
nothing
around. Like, it's just like, he's okay. And that's about it. You know what I mean? He needs a bit more than that.
Yeah, you need something either forwards or backwards.
Because you lose too much when Trent's not there. You just lose way too much, like, you know. And I love the fact that Milner can step in there for us, and he's done it many a time. But sometimes in them sort of situations, it's a lot to us, because once he gets them yellows, problem.
You just look at how he handled Zaha, and you think, he might still have it. He might still have it, but I guess with the Zaha thing, it's how Palace play that contributes to how much opportunity Zaha gets, if you like. Whereas the way Man City plays, you know Foden's going to get chances because you know the rest of the team is. But yeah, I think first 15, 20 minutes, I think he had his number. But I think that was more Foden not being smart. And then Foden just started to make runs in behind. And yeah, it just got awful, man. It just got a little bit scary, man.
Foden's not even that rapid. But the difference is from a standing point, he can dust. And that's the problem. It's that stop-start and that sudden burst. That's what kills you. When a player that you guys know, when a defender, as soon as you drop that shoulder, you're already at a disadvantage because you're one way, innit? Giza's gone, like, he's going to just go the other way. Yeah. It's good night, Vienna, man.
Yeah. And as we touched on already, Milner was actually quite lucky to stay on the pitch, to be fair.
Very lucky.
I mean, I think the thing that saved him was the foul was given Henderson, the foul.
Yes,
yeah.
And that's what saved him.
Yes.
Henderson doesn't commit that half foul.
Yes.
It's his yellow card, so off, red straight off.
With you, all day long. That's the only thing I can actually say as well, Slim, that could have been the case where he didn't go. Because otherwise, he'd have to go. Like, you can't argue the fact, man.
There was no arguing that. You know what I mean, he stuck his leg out. He knew what he'd done. But like I said, Hendo did us a solid there and took him out, man. So it's all right. But yeah, I guess Pep was going apoplectic on the sidelines, man. He was going nuts. He was saying, nah, mate, I want that card, bro. Brian, then that happens minutes later, boy.
I know.
I'm skipping. Let me not go there. Let me just leave that for now. Because I'm excited about that one.
Yeah.
Our boy, Sadio. I mean, he gets a goal, but rate his performance for me, JJ, man.
I'm rating it of just 5. Just 5 out of just average. But that's the thing. He's been getting, if you look, he's got how many? 5? He's like 5 or 4 goals this season. So he's been getting goals, but he just doesn't seem to be turning up the rest of the game. And it's the same with Jota as well. I forgot Jota was even on the pitch.
Yeah. But we know Jota is that guy. If he hasn't scored by 60 minutes, you hook him. Send Bobby on, but Jota, he's a fox in the box, though, isn't it? We discussed it on previous pods. He'll be quiet for majority of the game, but pop up with the goal at the right time. So I just come to expect that from Jota's game. But Sadio, you had your head in your hands, Lee. What are you telling me?
Yeah, man, it's like JJ said. Like, you know, the goals are there, but I watched the game with JJ. JJ, you have to remind me the game. But I think it was the Leeds game I watched.
Yeah.
And it's just like, even from then, like, it's just the touches, it's the passing, sometimes I actually feel sorry for people like Mo. Because Mo will give you a pass that ain't no half-hearted pass, it's not a miss, like, some soft pass. You got to fizz the ball in sometimes. If you think it's not going to make it, fizz it into the geezer, innit? Don't do this kind of touch that's just, yeah, man, he took his thing well, but the only reason he scored that, he didn't have to, it's just instinctive.
He didn't have to think, yeah.
And I said it on a pod before, if you make him just have to bang, it will happen. But if he has too much time and all that, it's long, bro.
It was a great run from Mo, bro. Wow, man.
This brother, run, man.
Pass, this guy.
Best player in the world at the moment.
This guy. You know what? I tried to hold it, but I can't, man. He's
no, man. Let it go.
I was watching it, yeah, with my mate. He's a Man United fan. And even he was, like, in awe, bruv. Like, and when I was watching the replay, I was emotional, bruv. The goal was that good.
Yeah, it was amazing.
Was that good. Like, what didn't that goal have? He came back to his own half, you know. His own half. And then he skins it. Was it Rodri he skinned on the out? I don't know who it was.
Yeah.
I thought he was going to play it back inside and go for the 1-2. Man just flicked it over his leg, boy.
Mad.
Wow.
I thought we signed Messi for a minute. Thought Messi stepped on the pitch.
Bro, for his goal, how did he hold off 3 players? I thought the ball ricocheted off of the Man City player, bro. But he actually
touched
touches, left to right foot. And it flicks up a bit.
He scored a similar goal like that against season, Tottenham as well. It was kind of similar if you look at it.
Oh, yeah. The 90-minute goal. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. When he meanders in and out.
Yeah.
Bruv, he's Super Saiyan, bruv. He's leveled up. I don't care what anyone says, bruv. He's gone another level. It's the way he brings other players in now, as well as him going on to do stuff like that. That there, I just take my hat off to the guy. Before, what we saying, at least 2 seasons ago, you looked at Mane, you looked at Salah, and you'd be like, oh, well, you couldn't, that you, like, they were two, those two together, they're together. But now it's clear night and day, bro.
Yeah. He's left all that man behind. He said, go on, you man. I need to be, I love you, respect you, but I've got to differentiate myself from you. You know what I'm saying? In terms of what I'm capable of. Bro, both the assist and the goal, bro.
Just fantastic.
The assist, the way he skins, like I said, I can't remember who it was. He splits over him, bro, and he's off.
And I don't see Mane playing a ball like that to him in his path like that. He ain't going to be able to do that, bro. I'm being honest.
I'm not going to dig Mane out like that because I think the roles are slightly different. Mane is the guy that makes that run from out to in. Do you get what I'm saying? Like, don't get me wrong, Salah does that, but I feel like Salah's the more capable one of doing that and making that pass. If that was Mane in that position, I'm not as expected for something to happen. Do you get what I'm saying?
I hear that, but I'm saying Salah now is doing the stuff where he's playing Manning. He's doing that thing against him where he's isolating a guy, bro. I'm taking him on. Do you know how much I love that? I was screaming for that last season. All right, last season, bad things happened to us, innit? But that's what Mane needs to get back at doing. When you do that both sides, those defenders are... It's a problem. It's like, oh, it's a headache. They're just going to leave a hole there and you've got Jota there. That's what should be happening. If he does that, I think we're in this season, but I wouldn't mind you touching on our midfield. What do you think our best midfield is, bro? Like, you see that midfield and you go, cool.
As it stands right now, I think our best midfield is the midfield that played yesterday, if I'm honest.
Is that, but what if everyone's fit and available? I'm not just saying what's available for us now.
Okay.
I'm saying if everyone's fit, even Harvey Elliott, I'm throwing him in there for you. Like, what is our...
So tough, because Jones has actually grabbed it by the fucking balls, bro.
Glad you said that.
I think Curtis Jones has more potential than Harvey Elliott. That's in my opinion.
I wouldn't say more. I would say just as much. Curtis Jones should be ahead of Harvey Elliott. Curtis Jones is a season ahead. He's had more experience in and around the first team. Do you get what I'm saying? So Jones should be ahead. And I would say Jones is technically better than Harvey at the minute.
I think what it is with Jones, I think he, because, and this is, I'm going to be real here, because of how our midfield is with injuries, Curtis had a lot more, he's had a lot more time and a lot more games to play. And he almost got a bit complacent at times in that aspect. Because last season, there was times he took an extra touch, he did a bit too much. Now, I feel that what you see, what he does, I'm like, rah, like, yesterday in the second half, he wasn't even shook. Second half, he weren't shook. I see him pick the ball up, turn, like normally these guys are, you know,
he's always positive.
Yeah, that's what
he's
I like about
positive.
Him.
He's always trying to do the positive move. He's always trying to go forward. He has a look. If he can, he'll turn and go forward. If not, cool, sideways or backwards, fair enough. But he's looking forward, and he wants the ball, and he wants to make things happen. Like you said, he's not afraid to dribble. I think his performance in midweek was out of this world for someone of his age. You know what I'm saying? I think we go to Porto and he bosses that game.
Yeah.
He's in charge of that game. Yeah. Our best midfield, man. What about you, JJ? I don't know how to answer that.
It's
a mad one.
Yesterday, I think Henderson's done. I think that performance there showed that I don't think he should be in our best midfield anymore. The way he was playing was like, he got the ball. There was times where he would cross it in. He wouldn't look who's in the box. He would just whip it in. And there's no one in the box. So I'd think Fabinho, Thiago and Curtis Jones.
Is that his fault? Should someone...
Yeah, but you should always look realistically. You can't just cross it in hoping someone's going to be there. Because that's how Robertson plays as well. If you look, every time he doesn't look to cross it in, he just whips it in straight away. And maybe that's how he was 2-3 years ago, where someone was always in a box. But now it's a bit different. And now I think you have to put your head up before you cross it in. So for me, Thiago, Fabinho and Curtis Jones is the midfield, I would say. If everyone's fit.
Jewelry's still out for me on Thiago, man. I'm just not... I'm just not overall impressed by him, man. I just feel like he's a little bit slow, man. But I know what you can bring, I know what you can do, but I still, he's not my favourite, man. Can't lie. But fair enough. What about you, Beijing Bruce, man? What's your best midfield?
Oh, man, you know what? I've been tossing and turning on it, like, really. But I think, me personally, everyone's fit. I'll probably go with Thiago, Fabs. And it all depends on the team that we're playing. So
you can't flip-flop. You have to stick to it.
Because you know what it is? Because certain teams you have to play... Because I don't think Curtis is not that solid like that. So what I'm saying is... Actually, you know what? I'm going to go with that then. Curtis, Thiago, and Fabs. If that's the case, that's what I would go with. That's me. But I personally think... A lot of people laugh at me for this. But I... you know the lad at Brighton?
The lad at
Brighton... Yeah, Bissouma. Bissouma is the right fit for us, you know. I'm telling you. He's not that guy to do all the mad thing or whatever. But what I'm saying is, we need someone else in there that's that engine room.
He's just another number six, though, isn't he?
Yeah, bruv. We need... What have we got there, though, really? When you actually think about it on paper.
I think the way Henderson is slowing down a little bit, I think six is his position now.
You reckon,
six,
yeah?
Yeah, I think he'd be better in the six now.
But so, he's gonna try and play some wonder bar balls, like, and try and be pinging them from where he is, like, and all that, man. I don't know. I was seeing stuff like Matic being our guy in the first half, trying to create stuff. That's scary, you know.
That's the way City were playing. They were allowing us to have the ball at the back, so Matic had to do that. The space was there for him to do that. He had to gallop into the midfield, players out, or play the part and play the pass. You see what I'm saying? But yeah, I think our best midfield. Yeah, I'll take that. I'll go with that. Fabinho, Thiago, and Jones. Yeah, I'll go with that.
Have we changed... One other question. Have we changed that much from that game that we played City away and we lost in the end? I mean, Fabs had a... not Fabs. Firms had a shot cleared off the line. It was inches. Inches, like. I think we lost that game, yeah? I don't know if you boys can remember.
Oh, yeah, when it went over the goal, That was the year.
But I felt that them time, whenever we played them, whether it was at home or away, we took it to them. Like, we actually took it to them. This game, that's why I can't understand how this game was like that. Because the personnel hasn't really changed that much when you really think about it. But you know what's happening for me?
When I think about it, I think they're not having Trent was a issue as well, because the threat behind Milner was always there. If we pushed up too high and that ball goes over the top, he's never getting there, is he?
Fair enough. You know what I mean? Fair enough.
Like, if you look here for the goal, for Foden's goal, right? Milner is just a yard off of it. If he's a yard quicker, he probably stops that. And if you look in the second half, when Gomez came on, the same instance happened. He's up against Sterling, I think. But Gomez stops the shot because Gomez realizes the danger. He's tucked in. You watch it. It's fucking sick. Because he tucks in. He's looking. He has a look over his shoulder. He sees the man coming. Sees Sterling coming. So then he checks his run to go towards Sterling. And then as he does that, that's when the ball comes and he cuts it out. See what I'm saying?
Yeah. So,
just that extra yard. But I think that's what... The difference was, I think, if you have your full complement on the pitch, including Trent, I think we play differently because we know Trent's got the pace to get back at Foden, yada yada yada.
But that's you know what? So going to that situation with Gomez brought us nicely to there. Gomez being on, I couldn't believe that it took for that incident to happen with Hendo making that thing for Klopp to go, yo, okay, we'll do it now, innit? I'm not sure what we were waiting for because it was looking mad again.
I don't think he trusts Gomez at right back, though. I don't like Gomez at right back.
I don't like it, but you know what? I'd rather go with that. The fact is, if Gomez makes a challenge at 10 minutes into coming on, at least we still got another. We've gone a little bit further down the line rather than Milner's.
But I don't think it was the type of a challenge. I think it's Gomez getting caught out. where Milner has the experience. So he, even though he's going to get caught up by the pace, at least his positioning is great. I don't think Gomez's positioning is that great at the right back position. I don't think Gomez's positioning is great at overall anyway, in the whole defensive line.
I'd agree with you, JJ.
But I think with Gomez, if when we, and I think one of the boys in the group hates hearing this, but when Gomez plays alongside your Virgil or a Matip, yeah, them boys are more senior in the aspects, and they kind of guide him, innit? It helps. But when you're out there, it's a bit different, innit? I don't know. I think it is a bit different. But I think he did all right when he came on. I don't think he was that bad. I think he might have to play. He might have to play there. Like, who knows if Trent's back for the after this break?
No, but I'd agree with JJ. JJ was saying Gomez is more likely to be caught out of position, just like being too high up or something. Because Gomez, he relies on his pace a lot, doesn't he? And so, because he's got that pace, he thinks he can get back at attackers, but doesn't always happen, and he gets caught out. So I'm with JJ. I don't want to see Gomez at right back. That little 10 minutes, 15 minutes, whatever he had, cool, great. I'm saying, but on the whole, nah. JJ, you both are right. We need a backup right back, just someone who's capable enough.
Please,
I'd rather him to be better defensively than attacking. I don't want him to try and do what Trent does. I'd want him to just be more secure defensively, so at least we know if Trent's not here and he's in,
we call a right back that can defend.
Keep a clean sheet. Yeah,
100%. I take that all day long, Sim. Well said, sir.
But let's see if we will spend, even if it's 5 or 10 mil. They'll probably try and get some for free or something like that.
You just don't know, innit? I think, like I said, we've got to be careful after COVID, lockdown, all of that, uncertain times. I think we've got to get back on an even keel. But I'd like to think they'd spend the money. I mean, because you can see it's needed. Do you know what I mean? But we shall see. I just have to say, though, Foden's goal, great goal, man. Took it well.
Yeah.
I can't really argue with
Foden's
that.
Foden's a good player.
Yeah.
Angle was wild, like, really.
Yeah.
When you think about it, it's the only place he can put the ball.
He had like another chance like that before where he, Alisson saved it, or he missed just about. And then I thought, when it came to him, I was like, he's going to bury one of them. He buried that.
But then Mo was like, whatever Phil can do, I can do better. Do you know what I'm saying? So it's calm, isn't it? It's calm.
Do you lot think Mo is the best player in the world right now? Would you say he is?
100%. Yeah. There's no way. 100%. Messi, Mbappe, and Neymar all started at the weekend. Does anyone know the result?
If you watch the game, though, Messi, he hit the post. If you watch, Messi played well, the rest of them didn't play that well.
At the end of the day, world-class players do their stuff. We might have drew the game yesterday, but a world-class player did his stuff. He did everything he could do to help us win the game. He scored a goal, set up a goal. What did them three do? And don't get me wrong, this isn't me saying that them three are bad. That's not what I'm saying.
I think Salah is better than Mbappe and Neymar right now. I can't put them forward between, like, Messi and Ronaldo are on their own thing. But other than them, I think Salah's next. The only other person you could say is maybe Lewandowski or someone. But I think Salah is third best player.
You don't have up there at the moment.
Who?
Ireland.
He's Ivan Drago has to come up in the conversation, bro. Ivan Drago is serious. that's who he is to me.
He's doing bits, bro. Haaland, But you know what it is, I've just still not got the full respect for a man who's not been in the Premier League. Lewandowski, Haaland. I mean, even Messi. Not even Messi. Mbappe. Still, there's just a little bit of me that's like, I can't deny that these men are like natural goal scorers and they're good at what they do. I just feel like Mo's playing top opposition week in, week out, bro. And he's still bagging 3 seasons at 20 plus, bro. Are you mad?
Nah, he's bad. There's no doubt about it. You have to. I take my hat off long time for him. He ain't come back on. He's bad, bro. Seriously.
King Mo.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, he's definitely, for me, the best in the world right now, man. And wherever they, whatever contract demands he has, just give it to him, man. Pay him.
Yeah,
man.
At the start of the season, I was like, no, don't pay him. I think he went 500k, but now I say pay him.
Because you see how important he is for
us. If we lose him, you know what I mean? It's like there's only a certain amount of players that can replace him. And let's be honest, I don't think they're available.
And that's hoping, we're talking about names, and that's hoping that they fit, like, because some guys are top.
And they perform in the Prem as well.
It don't mean that they're not a good player, it just doesn't fit, innit? It don't work.
Yeah,
so,
That's true.
We've been lucky like that, if I'm honest.
No, that's fine, in the game, they gave a joint man of the match to Foden and Salah. But I actually couldn't argue with that, man. I couldn't argue with that. I think they both had great games, man. I think.
Yeah, I agree with that.
I was going to ask you to your man of the match, but I just think there's only one answer, and if you don't, you don't answer that, it's not Salah.
Nah.
I don't know what game you watched.
One guy for me. One.
Yeah.
That one.
You could give it to Alisson. But Salah's.
The save he made was critical, was crucial.
Do you see what I'm saying?
But that's why you spend that money on a goalkeeper.
100%. 100%.
From Edison, and Edison set
for the that match. Ball there was amazing. That ball. Wow.
Wild. Man, it breaks stride. It's crazy. Goalkeeper, you know. Hey, it's rude.
The distance is disgusting. The distance is absolutely disgusting.
But thing was like that for us. That's one thing we used to have with Reina. I don't want to bring it too back, but Reina's distribution was mental, bro.
He used to have that sidekick in it.
Yeah, and it would just hit, man, bro. Crazy.
But top goalkeepers, that's it, man. They're worth that. You saved us there. That's 2 points there saved, you know what I'm saying? So, it has to be my man in the match. Overall, I think the performance for me overall over the whole 90 minutes, I give the whole team like a 7 as a collective. A 7, I think, We represented a bit better. I mean, I have to say, man, the crowd was absolutely electric, bro.
They got on it.
Yeah, that atmosphere was amazing.
In between that first half, they needed the crowd a little bit. And I think 10 minutes, they kind of did go silent. But then they did step it up again.
Sometimes with crowds, they start off wild and then the players have got to give them something to keep going wild about. You get what I'm saying? Like, you know, like what Robertson does, or a shot that hits the post, or, you know, some dominant play. If you don't give them that, then they are going to go flat. You know what I mean? Because they're thinking, hold on a minute, it's 20-odd minutes here, we haven't had nothing. So, that's fair enough. But yeah, man. Overall, like you said, at the top, Beijing Bruce, you take a point against your rivals. You know what I mean? So it's better than
you just got to make sure that when you play those other boys, you got to beat them. That is it. If you drop points against those other teams, your Burnleys, your Palaces, and all that, then that's where you lose the league, in my humble opinion. You nick a point off your rivals because they're gonna they've already who did they lost to Chelsea.
No, they beat Chelsea. They lost to Spurs.
Yeah.
You see, and there was another game. They drawn one as well.
They drew to Southampton.
Someone,
Southampton.
Southampton. It was
There you go. There you go. So we've all kind of had something somewhere. I think we had the harder one. Like the Brentford are just flying at the moment. So,
well, the Brentford won at the weekend. They beat.
They scored a last minute goal.
West Ham.
No, West Ham, sorry. West Ham.
I think Chelsea are playing them after the international break, so we'll see how Chelsea do with them.
Interesting. I wonder if that's a home or away, not sure.
But Chelsea all three of us have played each other, so now it's just about beating everyone else.
Chelsea are going to turn Brentford over. I could just be our luck. Todd's law. They're going to turn them over, trust me.
You think so?
Yeah. They're going to turn them over.
That's a derby, really, as well, isn't it? So
Chelsea are probably the most balanced team in the league, bruv, with defence and attack, bruv. They're quite balanced. They're quite strong in both. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Their bench is nice as well, though. That's the thing. Their bench is what's offering off their bench is decent as well, you know? It's worrying.
Shout out to the boys for the Porto game midweek, mate. Firmino's goal was just rude. I loved it. I loved the curvy, the whip he got on the ball, like, it was perfect, bro. Right? Firmino came off the bench. I wanted him to get a hat-trick so badly, bro. I was rooting for him. But overall, it was a great game, that Champions League. And yeah, man. Poor Porto, man. They must hate it when they see our name in their group, man.
Hard going, innit?
Yeah, it's crazy. Wait, what are we saying about Luis Suarez back at Anfield, man? If you go to the game, would you boo him?
When I went to the Liverpool Barca, I booed him. Remember when we beat him 4-0, I was booing him. So I'd boo him as well.
He's a problem, you know.
That's what I was gonna say, man. I see him scoring against us, you know.
I see him celebrate as well.
Raggle.
Yeah, of course he will. I'll be hurt though. I'm not gonna lie.
Do you know what? Actually, though, he might be. I don't know. Are we playing them at Anfield first, or?
I don't know.
I think he might be on a more of a humble, you know, this time round.
Oh, when he was at the Barca, he wasn't humble. He wanted to celebrate badly.
But I think it kind of backfired. The way the whole thing went down, it's like it just went horribly for him. It wouldn't surprise me if he didn't do it, if he didn't celebrate, to be honest. He's a Rago guy, though, isn't it?
But I don't know.
It went horribly wrong last time. But yeah, he's on fire at the moment. I don't know if you lot watch the Spanish league, but.
And they got Griezmann back as well. Griezmann back to his form a little bit. Mm.
You know what? Luis Suarez has scored in every minute of the game, bro. Right, like he's got a goal for every minute of the game, bro. That's mad. When I read that yesterday, mad. Man's every minute, you know. Anyway, listen, lads. I'm gonna wrap it there, boy, because you know the DIY is calling me. Even though it's now as we wrap up recording, 9:05. You know what I'm saying? Crappy international break. Let's not even talk about it. No football for a couple of weeks. But guys, I'm going to say it. Like I say it every week. You see the socials. Please like, share, subscribe. You know what I'm saying? If you drive in and you see the Insulate Britain people sitting in the road, tell them about us, man. They're sitting there. They've got nothing better to do, so they might as well watch. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, come on, man. Hit that button, man. Hit us up on the Twitter and the Instagram. You see all the socials, man. Blazing Bruce, thank you as always. JJ.
All good, man.
See you later.
Good to see you, my brother.
Good to see you.
All right, listen, people, until the next time, man, we out, man.
Peace.